So when he casts these demons out, he takes this unclean spirit and he puts it in unclean animals, and they go running off into the dangerous, perilous sea, and they die there. And the people who are there, again, they freak out. First off, you had this guy who had these demons, and he had been, they'd been trying to deal with him for years, and they bound him with chains, and every time they put the chains on, he just kind of flexed and broke the chains. And then he took the shackles they put on him, and he smashed them. And finally, they got to a point where they were just okay if he just stayed out in the tombs. We don't go there very often. You stay there. We'll pretend we don't hear your wailing and screaming in the night, and we'll act like everything's fine. Don't worry, kids, it's just the wind. And so they have this guy that's been doing this for years, and up comes this itinerant preacher, this guy who comes across the sea, who looks at him and says, "You, out. Wait. Can we go into the pigs? Can we just, you know, hang out cool and be calm in the pigs?" "Sure, go into the pigs." Pigs, sea. And 2,000 pigs go running out. The whole herd is devastated. They're gone. They're drowned. There's nothing you can do with them. They're done. Never mind the fact that the swine herds are just like, well, there goes our livelihood. They go into town and are like, "You are not going to believe what happened. You know the crazy demon-possessed guy up there? This guy walked up and saw him, cast all the demons out into my herds." So, you got demon-possessed herds? No more demon-possessed herds. He ran them off into the sea. Now they're all dead. And those who saw it told how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. And they began to plead with him to depart the region. "You need to go. No offense. No. Please don't mess up anything else. You got to get out of here. We're scared to death of you. We don't know what you can do. We don't know how you do it. Please don't mess with us anymore." When he got into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might come with him. However, Jesus would not permit him, but said to him, Go home to your friends and tell them the great things that the Lord has done for you and how he's had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in the Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. And just thinking about this a few minutes ago, I could picture this demoniac, now recently exorcised, sitting there going, "Home? Friends? I don't know if anybody's going to talk to me anymore. I haven't exactly been the nicest guy for the last couple years." But he goes back home. He tells everyone he sees, and all of them marvel. See, this wasn't just like, you know, some little isolated incident. This was somebody that everybody had heard about. And he's walking around going, "No, Jesus of Nazareth came to me, and he set me free. And he took all of the demons that were in me, and he drowned them in the sea. And now I'm going around telling everybody that he set me free." And everybody who heard it marveled. They thought, "This is awesome. This is incredible." Okay, so what does that have to do with us? What does that mean for us? Well, going back to the first example, going back to the storms and the seas, I think all of us at some point find ourselves in the boat. We look around and all we see is winds and waves and dark clouds. And I'm not talking about driving down Atlantic Boulevard at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm talking about when you are surrounded and overwhelmed and devastated by what you see, and you think, "I'm dead. I'm dead, and God doesn't care." Anybody been there? I think we all have. I think we all have been in a place where we were sure it was over and pretty sure that God just was going to sit on his hands through this one. And I was doing some research on it. I found this amazing passage by one of the early church fathers. Most of you have probably heard of him. His name is St. Augustine. No, not St. Augustine. St. Augustine was a bishop in the 5th century, died around 430 A.D. St. Augustine wrote the Confessions, City of God. He wrote more than pretty much all of the other early church fathers put together up until his time. And his writings are so extensive. They're just this wellspring of incredible material. And I found this quote, and I thought, this is basically at least half of what I'm going to say. So I want to read it to you here. St. Augustine says, "When you have listened to abuse, that means you are being buffeted by the wind. When your anger is roused, you are being tossed by the waves. So when the winds blow and the waves mount high, the boat is in danger. Your heart is imperiled. Your heart is taking a battering. On hearing yourself insulted, you long to retaliate. But the joy of revenge brings with it another kind of misfortune, shipwreck. Why is this? Because Christ is asleep in you. What do I mean? I mean you have forgotten his presence. Rouse him then. Remember him. Let him keep watch within you. Pay heed to him. A temptation arises. It is the wind. It disturbs you. It is the surging of the sea. This is the moment to awaken Christ, and let him remind you of those words. Who can this be? Even the winds and the sea obey him." That is such a powerful passage. That is poetry right there. What is the abuse that we receive, the abuse that we take from family, from people we think are friends, from coworkers? It's the wind. What is your anger? It's the waves of the sea. Why? Because we haven't roused God within us. Because in our hearts, we put him to sleep. We want him to be asleep because we get to do things that we otherwise wouldn't get to do. If he was walking with us and hanging out with us, maybe we wouldn't do those things that we do and like to do. But when we awaken him, who can this be? That even the winds and the sea obey him. See, this reminds me of a song by Casting Crowns, a song called "Who Am I?" And in one of the verses it says, "Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me?" I think that is probably the most amazing line that Casting Crowns has ever put together. Because I think that resonates in each and every one of us. I think that we have, in our own minds, just hurricane force winds blowing all around us. The struggles, the turmoils, the trials that we go through, they devastate us. We think we are goners for sure. And all the time, all we have to do is turn to Jesus, and hardly even bothering to get up, he says, "Peace, be still." And the waves are calmed, the winds die down, and we have peace. Now, what about the demoniac? What about us when we trap ourselves among the dead? Anybody here trapped among the dead? Anybody here enslaved by a relationship that they had with somebody who's not there anymore? Maybe it was a grandparent, a parent, a boss, a coworker, someone who's not there anymore, but said or did something to you that devastated you. And there you are hanging out among the dead bodies. Anybody tried to shackle whatever beast it was that they were dealing with, put chains on it themselves. See, chains of steel and iron don't work against the spirit. When you've got a spiritual problem, a fleshly solution won't fix it. If you try to deal with your spiritual problems by wrapping it up in chains, it's going to break those chains. That's us trying to deal with our stuff on our own. And we fail. Anybody tried to deal with stuff on their own and had it not work out? Over and over again? How many times do you try and shackle a demon and wonder why it doesn't stay shackled? How many times do you try and do something fleshly to solve a spiritual problem and it not work out? All that we really need is for Jesus to show up and say, come out. Look, leave the tombs behind. What happened in the past, it's in the past. Let go of it. Walk away from it. Come out of it. They're dead. They're in the grave. Leave them there. You've got a spiritual problem that you keep trying to shackle and bind with fleshly chains. They're not going to work. What is going to work? Jesus saying, come out. That's what's going to work. And the reason for it is, one, that Jesus was there at the foundation of the world. He has authority and dominion over all problems, all powers, all principalities, all of those, he has dominion. He even tells the waves and the winds what they can go, where they can be, how far they can go. And he does this so that we can know how powerful he is. We can adore him and worship him, and we can go out to the nations and say, this is our God. He is the one who can calm the storm, who can set the captives free. This is our God. He's not just a great teacher. He is God who has dominion over all. This is he who we worship. This is he who we adore. This is the Lord God of heaven and earth. And this is our God. Now today, I don't believe anybody here is actually possessed with a demon. But I know that there's some of us who are struggling with spirits that assault us, with words that insult us, with terrors, with fears, with things that have tried to bind us. I know that there are people here who are in a storm, and it looks like all around them, all they see is black clouds and strong winds and waves. And I know that they think that they're overwhelmed and their ship is going down. And I know that there are people here who are hanging out in the tombs. Whatever it was that somebody said, whatever it was that somebody did, whether they're alive, whether they're dead, whether they're gone, whether they're still here, they're trapped in the past. And they've tried to handle their issues with fleshly means, and those shackles keep breaking. If any of that describes you, I want you to come up today, and we're going to pray for you, and we're going to say, peace, be still, Spirit, come out. And you're going to be set free, because that's who our God is, and that's what he can do. So Carrie, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little background music, a little cover music, if you wouldn't mind killing the microphone. And if anybody needs some prayer time, if anybody's resonated with anything that I've said, then come on up and we're going to pray for you.